Hey, it's Sean from the Commander's Brew. Before we get to this episode, I've got a very important announcement to make. I'm switching podcast hosts. Normally, I wouldn't have to say anything, but modern podcast hosting is pretty advanced, and the way I've been doing things is pretty old-fashioned. So it's not as simple as just updating the feed and then you don't notice anything. If you want to keep listening to this show, and I really hope you do, you'll have to click the link in the show notes. That'll take you to the new feed, and you can subscribe there. I'll keep publishing episodes on this feed until sometime the end of January. That should give people enough time to switch over to the new feed. And if you're coming back from the future and you're wondering why there hasn't been an update since sometime in January, this is why. I've got so many new episodes for you over on the new link. Anyway, here's this episode. Hey, it's Sean here from the Commander's Brew. I've got a very exciting episode for you, in my opinion. This is Ashnod the Uncaring, the new legendary from the Brothers War Commander decks. Oh boy. She's a spicy one. I'm going to go pretty deep on some of the things we can do with this, and then you can choose which of these packages you like best. There's a link in the show notes to find the list of all the cards I talked about. If you happen to be getting stuff through that link, that does help out the show. And if you want to help out another way, patreon.com/commandersbrew is the best way to do that. That's direct support that helps keep the show going. And of course, liking, subscribing, sharing, all that stuff's good too. If you want a more visual representation of what's going on, you can check out the YouTube version of this show. And lastly, before we get to the deck tech, here's a couple of ads. A fake one and a real one from the Wizard's Tower. Darksteel Industries is proud to present Drops.com. It's 2022. Everybody has some sort of side business where they need to mail a bunch of things, and Drops.com helps you avoid the lineups at the post office. Just hook up your weird machine somewhere in your basement and print off your postage at home. Don't throw away the little bit of oil that comes out. That's an important part of it. Then whatever you send anywhere will have a little bit of that oil in it, and we'll pay for all the shipping. Sound too good to be true? It almost is. But seriously, we're a giant company and this is what we want to do, so please use our services. And please don't tell anyone you're sending anything to that the oil is dangerous. Another real ad from the Wizard's Tower. WizardTower.com. Not only are they a great website where you can check out cool content on commander decks and other things, if you're in Canada, you can get singles 5% off if you use the coupon code BREWBROTHERS. That's a slick deal if I've ever heard. And now back to the show. Okay, so this is about Ashnod the Uncaring from the new commander decks. Ashnod is fantastic because she says that you get to copy activated abilities from artifacts or creatures as long as there was a sacrifice made for it. The key is there's no limit to how many times you can do this. It doesn't say once per turn. It doesn't say during your upkeep or at the beginning of combat, anything like that. It is specific in that you can't do mana abilities. That's fine. We don't need to go infinite that way with this. We're in Grixis colors, so we've got a lot of options in terms of things we can do, lots of things with sacrificing, and we could probably just go good stuff general without going specific in this package, but I'm going to present a lot of packages to you, and I'm going to rely on a special Scryfall search method using regular expressions. If you don't use Scryfall, you really should. It's the best way to find cards for commander decks because you look for specific things. Start with ID colon and then type in any name of the shard or just the color letters. We're going to type in ID colon Grixis to make sure that we only get Grixis cards. Cards that are within the Grixis color identity, including artifacts, because those are allowed too. We're going to do a parentheses with T colon artifact or T colon creature, end parentheses. That's going to be like a T for type, and the parentheses means if it's either an artifact or a creature, or both, but whatever, it'll also turn up. And then here's the cool part. You could go O colon, which means look at the Oracle text, O colon sacrifice, and it'll give you every card that has the word sacrifice on it, but that's not as helpful as what we want. We want stuff with a colon too, and you can, because colons are always part of an activated ability, you can also look for a colon specifically and sacrifice, but it gets a bit messy. But we want it in order, and here's where regular expressions come in. Instead of doing quotation marks, you just do two slashes to kind of bookend the thing. And really all you need to do is think of like, what order do you want the words to come in? I want sacrifice to happen first, and then I want a colon to happen next. And if you want to get super fancy, put, I want to have maybe destroy after the colon, which would find us destroy effects. And all you got to do in between each of these words or concepts, if you will, the colon is not a word, just put the pattern of period star. I'm used to star being a wildcard symbol, but when you're doing it this way, it has to be period star. So here's what it looks like. ID colon Grixis, brackets, T artifact or T colon creature, end brackets. And then you got this part, O colon slash sacrifice star dot colon star dot whatever you want, destroy whatever, and then the other slash. And that's how we're going to find all the stuff we want. If we do draw first, we'll get all the stuff that sacrifices and has a draw. We get all kinds of cool cards like Iara, First of Lochthwain, so we can tap to sack a creature to draw two cards now. Dockside Chef and Skullport Merchant, those are cards that let you pay two mana to sack something and draw a card, but now we're drawing two cards for that sack. I want to highlight Culling Dais because tapping to sack a creature and adding a counter is also copied. So we get to add two counters to it every time we sack a creature to do it. And then when we sack Culling Dais to draw those two cards for those two counters, that gets copied as well. So we've paid two mana to cast it. We've sacked one creature to put two counters on it. And we've paid one more mana to draw four total cards. That's incredible. I encourage you to look deeper and find all kinds of other cool stuff you want in there. Cards like Insolent Neonate, where you have to discard a card to and sack this to draw a card. Now you're drawing two for that single red mana. Even weird artifacts like Dungeoneer's Pack cost you five mana to cast and then sack, but you're going to gain six life, draw two cards, make two treasures, and take the initiative two times. So if that's the only thing going on in that realm, the first one's always tutor up a basic into your hand, and then you have your choice of two plus one counters or a scry two. And, you know, if you want to recur artifacts, which this deck definitely can do, you can get a bunch more activations of stuff like this. Now, if we add Dot Star Ramp to this, that's not going to help because I don't think any cards actually mention ramp. Maybe they do. I'm not sure. The word you want to put for this is battlefield. You could do hand, but that'll get you anything that goes into your hand for any reason. I'm not sure what that would mean beyond searching your library, but I want to do battlefield because I would rather have stuff that goes right into play. Dreamscape Artist is always a classic. This is the blue creature that has a harrow as the activated ability. So you pay two and a blue, discard a card, sacrifice a land to put two basics into play. But since we sacked a land, we get to put four basics into play, and they come into play untapped. So that's more mana than we spent on the Dreamscape Artist's activation. Don't forget, this is an Ashnod deck, so we got to run Ashnod's Altar at some point. So if we can sack another creature to pay for the two, we're only paying a single blue to make four mana, so we get profit of three mana. That's incredible. I mean, I didn't go into this, but I kind of want to have ways to untap Dreamscape Artist, and you can just kind of go infinite this way to get all the basics out of your deck. I guess you'll be going down one, up four, so a net gain of three. But anyway, this sounds like a very powerful ability. And then, of course, your classic Burnished Hearts, Wayfarer's Baubles, even the Navigation Orb that lets us grab two gates. Now we can get four gates and put those into play. And with all the new gates available, we've got all the fixing we need, or we can go for some of those special gates. Very cool options. Now let's put Stardot Destroy at the end of that statement. These are all effects that have sacrifice that destroy something. And artifacts, honestly, get the biggest share of the pie here. Torch Fiend, Reckless Reveler, Yavimaya, Steel Crusher, these are functionally the same cards where they come down for one on a rant and you can pay one, sack itself to destroy an artifact. But now we're paying three mana total, sacking the thing to destroy two artifacts. Stronghold Assassin sacks a creature to destroy a non-black creature, in this case two. We've got Executioner's Capsule, same effect on an artifact. We pay one and a black to sack a to destroy a non-black creature. The cool thing about this search expression is we can get more specific about the destroy. So if we go dot star destroy and then another dot star land, for example, we can get anything that destroys a land. Fulminator Mage is that creature that sacks itself to get a non-basic. You have to be able to target two non-basics to really make this work, but I'm sure we can find a couple that we'd want to destroy. And then something like Army Ants, just sacking your lands to destroy two other lands is brutal. We can really pick on someone here. Let's look at Rakdos Right Knife. This is the same as the Culling Dais, because we equip it to a creature, and then that creature sacks another creature, and we put not one, but two counters on it. That's copied too. And then when we pay black red, we can make target player sacrifice that many permanents. Right now it's just two, but if we can get this up by a few counters at a time, going by two, we can make a player sacrifice quite a few permanents, and that's copied as well. We can double it on one player, or we can spread it around and make two players sacrifice those things. And I will take this time to highlight Throne of Geth. If we want to do proliferate stuff, Throne of Geth is the only thing that proliferates with a sack. We have to sack an artifact and we get to proliferate. And again, with Ashnod, that's double proliferating, and that can become very powerful. It's why there's so many Atraxa decks. And so there's a lot of artifacts that we want to use for this. For example, the Right Knife sacrifices itself, Culling Dais sacrifices itself, Executioner's Capsule. So then we're going to want ways to get things back from the graveyard, artifacts. So if we add .star return, this will get things that return to our hand, but we'll just scan through and look for the stuff we want. Something like Goblin Engineer not only puts something in the yard when it enters, but we get to pull something out that has a 3-mana value or less that would include the Culling Dais, the Executioner's Capsule, the Right Knife, and we get to do 2. At this point, you probably want to put things like Commander Sphere, cards like that, where we can sacrifice itself to draw 2 cards and those can come back with this thing. Trading Post is another classic artifact that actually has 2 sacrifice abilities. We can sacrifice a creature or an artifact to draw a card or return an artifact to our hand. A Codex Shredder is a bit of self-mill to keep that going, but also we can pay the 5 to sacrifice Codex Shredder to get 2 things back without restrictions. And then we've got a fantastic loop with creatures that have activated abilities that bring something back from the graveyard into play. Another creature, specifically Apprentice Necromancer and his little buddy Doomed Necromancer. Apprentice Necromancer is the best because it gives everything haste. So imagine this, Apprentice Necromancer's down, we pay the black, tap, sacrifice Apprentice Necromancer, and we target some big thing in the graveyard. Doesn't matter. Now Ashnod gives us an opportunity to copy that ability of bringing something back out of the graveyard. And since the Apprentice Necromancer was part of the activation, sacrificing it was the cost, it's now in the graveyard so that when Ashnod's copy hits the stack, it says, hey, can you pick something in the graveyard? Apprentice Necromancer is an eligible target, so it brings itself back as the copy effect. So now we got 2 creatures back from the graveyard, although the Apprentice Necromancer just kind of did a loop-de-loop, so it's like nothing changed there. We got 1 new creature back, but Apprentice Necromancer gives both of them haste, so Apprentice Necromancer can pay a black and do it all over again and bring another creature back from the graveyard. It's like they're going to the graveyard and bringing a big dude back with them. If we had something like Thousand Year Elixir, this would also work with the Doomed Necromancer. And this works especially well with Whisper, because Whisper doesn't cost mana to do it. Whisper has to sacrifice 2 creatures. So as long as we can sacrifice 2 creatures and bring back 1 creature, and then copy to bring back a 2nd creature, as long as that 2nd creature is something like a Pestermite, a way to untap Whisper, we can use Whisper to sack the Pestermite and another dorky creature to bring back 2 more creatures, including another Pestermite. This is a 0 mana way to infinitely loop stuff in and out of the graveyard. I don't need to tell you that there's a million ways to turn that into a game-winning combo. Some of my favorites include a Perilous Mirror to just do extra 2 damage to players as we go. We can do Stitcher's Supplier to get that graveyard super full as we're going, so we're guaranteed to hit all the other stuff we want. Lots of options. It reminds me of the Kiki Jiki combo, but that specifically has to work on non-legendary creatures, and Whisper is legendary, but we don't care. We don't need it. I've told you so far about a lot of sort of basic things a deck does. I've got a win con, I've got some draw, some removal, some ramp, but let's get spicy. We will need tokens. That we don't even have to get spicy to say that. We want to be sacrificing creatures. So if we add .star create to our search term, we'll get things that create tokens after the colon as an activated ability. So then things like Gerolf Visionary Stitcher, this is the Gerolf that pays a blue to sack a creature and makes an XX zombie, where X was that creature's toughness, only now we're making 2 of those zombies. Not to mention he gives all your zombies flying. Ghoul Caller Gisa sacks a creature to make that many zombies equal to their toughness, but we're going to make double that many. Cleaver Scob is a cool card that I'm not super familiar with. We can pay 3 to sacrifice a zombie to make 2 token copies of that thing. Only now we're making 4 token copies of that zombie. Incredible. Another fun thing to look at is if we add .star mill to the search term, what kind of mill effects can we double? Not quite as many, but Altar of Dementia is doublable, and if we can pair it up with things like Consuming Aberration, where it's ** equal to the number of cards in all the graveyards, Consuming Aberration, if you've not played with it before, it gets huge quick. We're also having players mill cards until they mill a land every time we cast a spell, but if we can get this onto the battlefield, it's probably just automatically like a 10-10 before we have to do anything, and if we can sack it to Altar of Dementia, that means we're putting 20 of somebody's cards into the graveyard. If we can reanimate this thing, now it's like 30-30. So 2 of those with Ashnod, they're done, right? You sacrifice that 30-30 to the altar of dementia. We have a player mill 30, but we copy it into 60 cards. And if another player still lives, we can bring it back. And now it's just, I guess as players die, then graveyards disappear. So there's an interesting thing going on there. Nonetheless, it's powerful. Combine that with Ghoul Color Giza. Tap, sacrifice the consuming aberration and get, I don't know, 30 2-2 zombies times 2, 60 zombies. Ruthless Technomancer, although the ETB is not an activated ability, when it enters, it enters and we get that many treasures based on the toughness of a creature. So we can get 40 treasures off of that imaginary consuming aberration. That is plenty. Now, earlier I mentioned that we can't copy mana abilities. It would be too easy. A lot of ways you just generate some mana, but if you can generate double mana, it often self infinites things, so they kind of put a little bit of a restriction on there. However, Ruthless Knave lets us pay 2 and a black to sack a creature to make 2 treasure tokens. That's not ramp, we're just making tokens, but the tokens are used for ramp. But Ashnod doubles it, so we're paying 3 to make 4 treasure tokens. As long as we have creatures, we can keep going. This is not a tap ability. We can generate more mana as long as we keep having, I mean, there's a point where you're only going up by 1. How many creatures do you have? But maybe it's worth it. Maybe you've got something you want to do with that. What's that card that makes 13 zombie tokens with flashback? Like, we can probably cast one of those, keep it rolling, cast that again, keep it rolling. And then I've got there's other options we can do too. Like, one card that comes up when you do this kind of search, like, what kind of activated abilities are there? We get Magus of the Wheel, which is that creature. It's a red creature that you can sacrifice itself to basically cast Wheel of Fortune. Everybody discards their hand and draws 7 cards. Well, in this case, we'll do that twice. So we'll all go up to 7, we'll discard them again, and we'll go up to another 7. Now, this makes me think of cards like Waste Knot or Bone Miser. These are enchantments that affect us. Well, one's a creature. Bone Miser is a creature, but it basically looks at opponents and ourselves. And whenever anyone discards a card, we either get mana if it's a land, we get a zombie if it's a creature, or we just draw a card if it's another card. If we've got a wheel deck, Grixis are the colors that are best suited for wheels. We can just generate so much value off of that. We can cast our Windfalls, our Reforged the Souls. And then the best part is we've got cards like Scribe of the Mindfall. That's a creature that pays to return an instant, or it sacks itself and it returns an instant or sorcery from your graveyard to your hand. That's 2 now. We get 2 back from that. 2 more wheels, 2 more effects, tons more value that way. And Scribe of the Mindful has 2 more expensive clones. There's a Spellkeeper Weird that costs an extra mana to cast and use. And then there's Pillar Drop Warden from Strixhaven that costs the most. 6 mana total, 4 to cast, 2 to use, but it has to only be instants or only at sorcery speed. In any case, lots of options, lots of redundancy. So you see how flexible this is. You don't even have to go that deep. This is Grixis good stuff. You could just have a little mill package, and Ashnod just helps with all a little bit of extra draw, a little bit of extra stuff. Or you could go as deep as you want. If you're going heavy artifacts, I think you got to look at Magda Brazen Outlaw. We've got lots of ways to make treasure, throw in a couple other ones, and now every time we sack 5 treasures to Magda, we're not looking for 1 artifact from our deck, we're looking for 2. We could go dragons. I did look for dragons. I couldn't find any. There are no dragons in the Grixis colors that have a sacrifice ability that does anything. So some of them like make opponents sacrifice a creature, but there's not an activated ability with a sacrifice. So I don't think you go dragons because Magda's in there, but definitely artifacts. How about Jaleera Master Polymorph? She's the legendary that lets you polymorph a creature, but the thing I didn't realize is she will only polymorph into non-legendaries. I haven't looked at this card in quite some time, but I keep saying this. There are so many legendaries now that decks just have like tons of them. I always think Black Blade Reforged is good in any combat deck these days because you will have tons of creatures that can wear it for 3. But with Jaleera, if we're already mostly legendary creatures, we could engineer something. So like maybe a Consuming Aberration is one of our only 2 non-legendary creatures. We've got enough tokens to sacrifice, and we'll always hit 2 with Ashnod. That's the thing. If we can find 2 things that combo with each other, that's fantastic. That's another interesting thing to go. And just lastly, Hidetsugu, Devouring Chaos. We can sack a creature to exile the top card of our library. We pay 3 mana to do so, and we get to play that card until the end of turn. There are tons of effects that let us impulse with a sacrifice. But with Hidetsugu, we also get to do the damage of its mana value anywhere we want. And since we're flipping two, that could be a lot of damage. Anyway, there are tons of options here. I think you should definitely look into Ashnod if you like to dig in and use that Scryfall search term. It'll be in the notes of this episode. Just add the dot star whatever you want. You can even get fancy, like you can say dot star destroy, dot star creature, and it'll only find things that destroys creatures, for example. Use that Scryfall term on other things too. It's cool. And as always, I gotta thank the Discord helpers here. Chiefy, Loki Dragon, Nosrak 2. Oh man. What a fun episode. What Brothers War commanders would you like to see brewed next? Shoot me an email, or however you like to communicate on the internet. But in the meantime, you keep being you. The world is a better place for it. I'll see you next time.